Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you for joining us on this In His Steps journey as we discover the power of passionate prayer, intentional presence, radical generosity, and surrendered service. Throughout this series, you've heard the voice of our Pastor Emeritus, John Ed Matheson, reading our devotionals. This week, we're asking John Ed some questions and following it up each day with a celebration about one of the ministry areas here at Fraser. Today, John Ed answers the question, when did In His Steps move from being a finance campaign to becoming a ministry?
I can tell you exactly, because about the second year I was here, I saw that we didn't have any means of having a financial pledge. And when I suggested that, they said, oh no, we've tried that before and that doesn't work. So at that point, I wasn't very smart, but I was smart enough to drop that. And then they said, look, instead of just asking people to pledge their money, let's pledge their time and their energy and their prayers in every way. So instead of asking people to make a commitment financially, we're going to ask people to make a commitment for their life. And so these were just four areas that folks had said they would do when they joined, and it just breathed life into the church. Now, let me tell you something that's interesting. In most churches you go into, when you talk about making a commitment, and most of the time it's only financial, that's a sour note. And people say, oh, I don't want to do that. And they can't get people to get engaged. Let me tell you what happened and can happen today and go forward is the fact that if you ask people who back when they were invited to participate in that, I'll be glad to. And about half the congregation became involved in going out to visit the people. And if, you know, I'm not much at math, but if half the people are involved to go see the other half, that's only one visit. And what many, many people told me, said, John Ed, of all the things we do at Fraser, In His Steps is the most beneficial to my spiritual growth. And they said, I look forward to it. So what really happened is you turn something that's normally negative in a church into something that is extremely positive, and people look forward to it.
Thanks, John Ed. We're finishing up today by celebrating how God has been moving in both our children's ministry and our student ministry.
Our children's ministry celebrates another successful year of growth, both numerically and spiritually, all the way from our tiniest babies in the nursery to our elementary children, because of the many awesome volunteers who follow In His Steps and serve His youngest treasures. This past year, we've had over 200 first-time guests, and out of those guests, 60 have returned, and 20 of those new friends are from our Chinese ministry. We had over 325 children, teens, and adults at our recent June Jam VBS, and during our We Are Family Kids Camp, three children accepted Jesus into their hearts. We celebrate 16 elementary-age children who have shown others that they have said yes to Jesus by being baptized this year. We are so blessed in our children's ministry because of the faithfulness of you, our Fraser family.
What an incredible year it's been for the Fraser Student Ministry. We kicked off the year at Shaco Springs for DNOW 2024. 180 students and leaders came together for a weekend of worship, fellowship, and growth, and talked about what it means to have a living faith. This summer, 26 students and leaders partnered with Camino a Cielo Iglesia Metodista Libre in San Juan, Puerto Rico, while experiencing the power of the global church while living on mission. Last month, we launched a new event called Impact Week to close out the summer, where we had 150 students experience the power of the gospel in fresh and new ways. Over the course of the past year, we've had over 100 first-time guests attend an event with Fraser students, and 15 students said yes to Jesus this year through baptism. This month, we've launched into a new student ministry vision, where we're challenging our students to walk in step with Jesus while growing deeper in their discipleship and impacting those around them. None of this would be possible without the unwavering support of our church family. Thank you, Fraser, for your prayers, generosity, and dedication to the student ministry. Together, we are raising up the next generation of disciples and church leaders. Let's continue to walk in step with Jesus, making a difference in our community and beyond.